the biggest thing on people's minds right now are some of the issues that came before the public in the House, and that was specifically the use of funds from the retirement fund for the Hawaiki cable and some of the tax increases that affect people's pocketbook. Those two issues are especially prominent in some of the bigger counties, especially Tualauutu, where you have four top candidates running, two who are former representatives, Larry Sanatoa and Nalu Sauteli, and the two that are current in the House, Gui Florence and Sam Nalisea, are really fighting for their political lives. Gui voted against the retirement fund loan. Sam voted for it. So we're going to see how that turns out over there. The same goes in Etowah County, where that vote was decided, although in Etowah, it's a split district where one of the candidates is in Whangasa and the other is in Nu'uli. Nevertheless, there's a similar battle going on in Manua, too, where Bessie Fa'atonu is being challenged by a number of candidates to hold his seat, and he also voted, it was in front of the retirement fund loan. On the congressional side, incumbent Aumua Amata seems again to be a lock for re-election. The two other candidates have not really put up much of a campaign this year and have never fared well before and not expected to fare well again. One more local Faipule contest that certainly is going to be highly contested, and that is in Whangatongo, where Steve Lasolangi is battling against former Faipule Sipa Anawai. In the last election, I believe Sipa lost that election by one vote or two votes. So we're going to see whether or not anything has changed in that area. Well, there's still going to be about another hour before until the polls close. And at that time, the vote counting will begin, and we hope to see you again. I'll be reporting from Etowah and possibly other polling stations. This is John Wasco reporting for KHJ Radio.